蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
今天，当我们说因信称义，当我们来读一本自己母语的圣经，或者呢，当我们可以自由地唱诗歌敬拜神的时候，有没有想过这一切都来之不易呢？要知道，中世纪的教会强调善行善举，只有神父才能翻阅圣经，只有专业的唱诗班才能唱赞美诗。宗教改革让我们看见了中世纪教会的发展已经远远地偏离了福音的正道。我们确实应该感谢马丁路德这位德国的修道士。这里是良友电台的双语节目蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today， 我是乐心，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。
Welcome to Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus. And we're continuing in a series this week called The Legacy of Luther, as we remember the upcoming 500th anniversary of the Reformation. That's the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra playing their rendition of Martin Luther's well-known hymn that so many of us still sing today, A Mighty Fortress. I'm pretty sure if you're listening today, you've sung this song at one time at least in your life, and you know a little about the Reformation. But to be honest, it really didn't start with a very big bang. It was actually a small hammer knocking on a church door. Yesterday, we learned that Martin Luther was changed when he discovered Romans 1:17. That's where Scripture teaches salvation comes by faith alone, in Christ alone. So knowing this truth, Luther was quite disturbed that his church was teaching that you could buy indulgences for both the living and the dead to avoid God's punishment. And that's when he wrote out 95 theses, or points, to challenge some of the church's teachings from a biblical perspective. He nailed those points to the door of a church in Wittenberg on October 31st, 1517. And thanks to the recent invention of the printing press, it didn't take long for his thoughts to spread across Europe and even reach Rome.
出售赎罪券的做法大概是从11世纪十字军的时候开始出现的。赎罪券让信徒相信可以通过金钱捐献的方式来赎买将来在炼狱里面所受到的苦刑。它不仅可以在活人的身上有效果，也可以赎买死人所受过的苦刑。它的理论就是认为耶稣和圣徒有一些多余的功德，而教会呢有权利释放给其他的信徒，为他们来代赎那些并非永恒的罪罚。炼狱是不完全的信徒死了之后暂时居住的地方，他们需要接受暂时的惩罚，直到把身上的所有的罪炼尽完全之后，才有资格上到天堂。赎罪券呢，就成为了那个时代教廷的一个重要的经济来源。到了1517年的10月31号，因为急需要一笔钱来重修罗马的圣彼得教堂，教皇就派了一位叫做特哲尔的人到了威登堡来兜售赎罪券。威登堡大学呢，就是当时路德所教授的学校。特哲尔他大胆地宣称说，没有什么罪大恶极的事情是赎罪券不能够赦免的，只要你愿意花钱买就行了。他还说道，当一枚钱币被投入金库里叮咚作响的时候呢，就有一个在炼狱里的亡魂兴奋地跳起来。为了达到目的，特哲尔还狂妄地使用他的辩才，甚至说道，我们的主神不再掌权了，他将一切的权力都交给了教皇。 这个时候，忍无可忍的路德将著名的95条论纲钉在了威登堡教堂的大门上面。他呼吁各界人士针对赎罪券的议题，还有教皇赦罪的权柄，以及教会贪婪敛财等三大议题进行公开的辩论。95条论纲的主要论点就是说，得到神赦免的唯一途径是悔改，赎罪券只能够赎买回来从人来的惩罚，却不能赎回人在炼狱过程当中所受到的刑罚，因为从神而来的刑罚，教会或是教皇都没有权利赦免，而且赎罪券也不能够换取耶稣或是圣徒的功德来减免刑罚。相反的，赎罪券是助长了发行经手人的贪婪，引发了大众对教皇的反对。可以说，赎罪券是对信徒进入天国的一种虚假的平安保证。95条论纲的第一条说，当我主耶稣基督说你们应当悔改时，他的意愿是希望信徒们一生都要致力于悔改。而95条论纲的最后一条则是说，唯有经历各种的苦难，而不是虚假的平安担保，才能有把握进入天堂。
In November 1518, Luther was summoned to Augsburg to appear before an assembly and defend his theses. 3 days of debate proved fruitless. Cardinal Thomas Cajetan continued to defend the practice of issuing and selling indulgences. Luther refused to recant and returned to Wittenberg.But the controversy didn't end there. Luther continued to write, publish, and teach, formulating and clarifying the doctrines which would become the foundation for the Reformation. Papal commissions studied his works and declared them heretical. Pope Leo X declared him a heretic and excommunicated him in early 1521. And then, at the Diet of Worms, Luther was called to defend himself once again.
That's Barry Cooper, the host of the brand new documentary about the life of Martin Luther that we have for you this week. Stick around. We're going to hear more from this documentary, and we're going to turn to a psalm that throughout Luther's life gave him hope and confidence, even as he took his courageous stand at the Diet of Worms in 1521. Haven Today opens with the Booth Brothers. We haven't heard this one in a while.But they've got a great song called Stand.
Some will say it's foolish, some that it's absurd, but still we choose to build our lives upon God's holy word. We know it's always perfect, we trust it in all things.It's holy and it's right. So whatever this life brings, we stand on what is timeless. We stand on what is true. We stand upon a shame, no matter what the world may do. We stand upon this rock, spoken by Stand upon this rock, spoken
In the middle of a series called The Legacy of Luther, 500 years ago this year, Luther struck a match. Really, the Lord did. And the Reformation began. It was a time when the church changed. Revival came. Scripture came alive to people who had never had it before. The song we just heard was from an album called Room for More, the Booth Brothers. And a song called Stand. I'm Charles Morris. Thank you so much for joining me on the program today. Well, it wasn't easy when Luther started, when God had convinced him that the church of his day had gotten it wrong, that they were drifting from Scripture. I want us to look together at a defining moment in Luther's life and in the unfolding Reformation in the 16th century. I also want us to look at a psalm that throughout Luther's life gave him hope as well as confidence. That moment was Luther's courageous stand at the Diet of Worms in 1521. It was an imperial diet of the Holy Roman Empire. Diet means assembly. Some call it Diet. It's also in German, more with a V, Worms. And it was an assembly held in this city from January to May in 1521 to address the growing Reformation and the writings of Martin Luther. By this time, his writings against the abuses of power and the practice of indulgences in the church, along with his doctrinal writings, had been declared heretical. He had caused no small stir as he searched God's word for wisdom, and he taught what he knew to be true according to Scripture. When he was summoned in April of 1521 to that assembly, he was given a choice. He could reaffirm his writings and probably die, and in those days the church and the state weren't separate like we're used to in the West. The church wanted the state to punish Luther by being a heretic. He had challenged their authority, and they weren't going down without a fight. The other option was that Luther could just renounce his own views and then be set free. What do you do when you're faced with a choice like that, to stand for truth or forsake what you see the Lord saying in his word? Well, we're going to look at that in just a minute. We'll look to a passage in God's Word that helped Luther through all his life, a passage that I believe can help you and me face that sort of pressure. And we're under pressure, too, and we can use this psalm. We've seen some of the background, but I want you to hear the story of Luther's stand for truth in Worms from the documentary Luther, the Life and Legacy of the German Reformer.
Luther was put on trial because the church had already declared him a heretic and insisted then that there should be civil penalties along with ecclesiastical penalties for that heresy. And Luther went into it with a measure of fear and trembling, knowing how serious it was. When he walked into the audience chamber before the emperor, the Spanish guards at the door muttered to him, "To the flames, to the flames." So everybody knew what was at stake here. He enters in, and there are his books, a number of books by this time, piled on a table. And the representative of the emperor points to the books and says, "Are these your books?" And Luther says, "Yes, they are." And he says, "Will you now recant of the errors in them?" Well, Luther was distressed because he really was looking forward to the possibility of defending his views. So, trying to buy time, he says, will you give me a list of the errors in my books that I'm to recant of? Well, they were ready for that. They knew he was clever, and they weren't going to get into a debate with him what were and what weren't errors. So they said, well, you're a professor of theology. You know what your errors are, and you must recant them. And Luther then made the less famous speech at Worms where he said, can I have 24 hours to think it over? And they granted him time to do that. Now, why did he want that time? Well, I think it's a very important window into Luther's mind and heart and soul. He knew how serious this was, and he knew, as his critics had said to him, that he before God would have to answer the question, are you alone wise? And for a medieval man, this was a very troubling question. They were not rugged individualists. They really believed in community. And Luther wrestled in prayer with that question, am I the only one who's wise? And what his conclusion was, I am not doing this because I think I'm wise. I am doing this because I'm driven to it by the Word of God. I feel this is the only way I can read the Word of God, or that anyone could read the Word of God.
He was put under enormous pressure, but Luther wouldn't be swayed.
Unless I am convinced by the testimony of the Holy Scriptures or by evident reason, for I can believe neither Pope nor councils alone, as it is clear that they have erred repeatedly and contradicted themselves. I consider myself convicted by the testimony of Holy Scripture, which is my basis. My conscience is captive to the Word of God. This I cannot and will not recant, because acting against one's conscience is neither safe nor sound. God help me. Amen.
What an insightful commentary by Dr. Bob Godfrey and Barry Cooper. As Dr. Godfrey pointed out to us, this was not an easy decision for Luther. He was given 24 hours to think it over because he didn't want to stand alone against what so many taught to be true. But at the end of the day, he had to listen to what the Spirit showed him from God's Word. The summary of Luther's famous stand for Scripture has come down to us today in a well-known phrase, here I stand, I can do no other, so help me God. While those words may not have been exactly from Luther, they capture certainly his heart. He was going to stand for the truth of God's Word, no matter how many Spanish guards whispered to the flames in his ears that we just heard.
在那个众人都无法接近圣经的时代，人们被教导私自读圣经是亵渎神的罪恶。几百年来呢，只有天主教里的神父才有资格在教堂里讲论圣经。年轻时候的修道士路德在大学图书馆中无意间就发现了一本拉丁文圣经，而在此之前呢，他从来没有亲自阅读过圣经的文本。喜欢圣经的路德天天爱不释手的潜心阅读，从圣经当中他清楚了因信称义的真理，他也慢慢看出来宗教体制是为了巩固权力，也是阻挠人阅读圣经的一股邪恶的势力。1519年，路德勇敢地喊出来，圣经是信仰唯一的权威，教皇或是教父以及议会都只是信仰的参考，绝对不是信仰的终极依据。1521年，路德所出席教皇召开的沃姆斯会议，这是历史上从未出现过如此盛大的会议。参与会议的有半个世纪的统治者查理皇帝，还有教皇各大主教，他们齐聚一堂，要来审判马丁·路德。对一个在平静的修道院受教育和训练的路德来说呢，他虽然不知所措，却仍然堂而皇之，就像是侍立在神的面前一样问心无愧。他在5000人面前重申了圣经的权威，他说除非是用圣经中的真理或是无可辩驳的理由才能使我折服，我不接纳教皇和议会的权威，因为他们常常错误百出，自相矛盾。我的良心是神话语的俘虏，我不能也不会改变任何的信念，这是我的立场，求神帮助我。 会议结束之后，皇帝立刻判决路德是异端。那么为了保护他的安全呢，朋友们就伪造了一次绑架事件，将他匿藏在了瓦特堡。这一年是宗教改革运动貌似平静的一年，但却也是暗处最波涛汹涌、进行内在革命的一年。在瓦特堡的路德改名换姓，他埋首于将希腊文的圣经翻译成为了德文的圣经。这是第一本德文圣经，让所有的德国人可以用熟悉的语言亲近神的话语。当我们沉浸在宗教改革当中的硕果时，一不小心就会忘记了路德在这个过程里面所不得不承受的压力还有危险。当然，越是在这样的情况之下呢，就越需要来自对神的信心和勇气。
What kind of faith does that sort of courage take? What in God's word can keep us strong in the face of opposition that is so strong and consequences that are so great? I think if you were to ask Luther, he would just open his Bible to Psalm 46 or probably just quote it to you. Early in his career as a theology professor, Luther taught the Psalms to future priests. And Psalm 46 was a psalm he held dear to his heart. It's the source and inspiration for his hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Let me just share the first three verses. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. In the Hebrew mind, the sea was the place of chaos, destruction, a place to fear. But mountains were the place of safety for much of the ancient world. Mountains were a place of the gods, little g, of those who could protect you from evil. We know, of course, that God sets his name on Mount Zion in Scripture, a symbol of his eternal dwelling where his people dwell securely. Well, the psalmist here in Psalm 46 pictures a situation where the place of stability and safety and rest is thrown into the depths of destruction and danger. What does that mean? Well, it means the psalmist is thinking of a situation where your worst nightmare was coming true. What's our hope in a situation like this? Maybe you're going through a worst nightmare, even today. Think of it maybe in another context. You're a college student, and in front of the rest of your peers, you're asked by an atheist professor whether or not you believe in Christ. When you're at work, and you're asked to do something unethical, immoral, and you know that taking a stand would perhaps even cost you your job. Or when you're Martin Luther, standing before the most powerful men in the church and the state, and told to recant what you believe is the true message of the gospel, or you will die. What is your only hope in a situation like that? What can give you the confidence to say, here I stand, I can do no other, God help me? It's said that when Luther felt particularly burdened by the threats he faced in ministry, he would turn to his colleague and say, let's sing together the 46th Psalm. And it's no wonder. The Psalm describes the worst scenario we could possibly face. Yet, even still, God is strong. He's on our side. God's our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Or, as the repeated refrain in Psalm 46 says, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. That's a truth that we can stand on, no matter what storm we face. We can rest assured of that truth because Christ took the greatest storm we could ever face, the storm of God's wrath against sin, so that we could dwell secure forever in the arms of Jesus, welcomed into the refuge of the Father. Psalm 46:10. It's a lively psalm that speaks of mountains being thrown into the sea, the voice of the Lord melting all opposition, breaking the bow and shattering the spear. But near the end, there's a quiet voice of encouragement, one that encourages us when it seems like the whole world is against us and against the gospel that we stand for.
that we believe and cherish. Verse 10, the Lord speaking, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." As Luther said in his commentary on Galatians, the truth will win out. May it win in our own hearts when we're tempted to waver in our faith and trust in the Lord. May God's truth abide so that we may stand firm in the freedom that is ours in Christ alone.
God is our refuge in distress, our shield of hope through every care, our shepherd watching us to bless. And therefore will we not despair, although the mountains shake, and hills their place forsake, and billows o'er them break, yet still will we not fear. For thou, O God, art ever near.
Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear, and tells the wars to cease. Almighty One of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Lord of hosts, you with us, with us in the
from the Luther documentary that we have for you here on Haven Today, followed by Shane and Shane from their Psalms Live album and their version of Psalm 46.
这个就是今天蓝天绿洲的全部节目内容了，也是我们第三集来分享路德的传奇故事。我们的短信号码是 1322-9966-122， 欢迎你发送短信来向我们说一说听完节目之后的感受。 乐声的 Charles 就在明天的同一时间与你不见不散。
Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear, and tells the wars to cease. Oh, my